Those of you who lived here in Humboldt County probably have memories of the old Timber War days. And Max Am was reigned supreme here in Humboldt County. And environmentalists and Max Am were going head-to-head. Things have calmed down, of course, since then, since Max Am disappeared. But things are heating up once again. It all involves old growth on Rainbow Ridge. And I've got Sawyer on the phone to give us a little bit more information what's going on. Hey, Sawyer, thanks for joining us this morning.
Hey, all right. Good to hear your voice.
Yeah, thank you. Thanks for thanks for letting us know what's going on. So something big is happening. There's been some protests, some quiet protests going on to this point, but it's kind of heating up at this moment, right?
Well, it hasn't been super quiet. There's been about 20 years of blockading the road from what used to be Maxim Pacific Lumber. Of course, the land changed over to Humboldt Redwood Company, which decided to go after the Doug Fir stands. Made a big contract with Home Depot and decided to log heavier than they had said they would in the beginning. And there's been a couple of years where we've been in negotiations with them to sort of reduce the amount of trees they want to cut. One of their plans up to 1,000 acres or combined with 1,000 acres. So they were open to dialogue because they sort of have to in order for it to be, quote-unquote, sustainable. And we were in those negotiations for quite a while. And then they started reneging on some of their obligations and some of their meetings. And then we just got the cold shoulder. And the people that were blockading the road started to get ready for, you know, for some action out in the woods. And what HRC has done as of a couple of days ago, they've hired a group of men, I'd probably call them, well, they're a private security firm, and they have attack dogs, and they've got their AK-47s, and they probably have lassos. They're probably playing cowboy out there.
You're saying they have attack dogs and AK-47s?
The report that I've gotten is they've got dogs with them, and they've got their guns. They're allowed to. I mean, they probably certified themselves to be badasses, and they basically they're chasing people down, they're attacking them, and they've arrested everyone. I think they've got one person that's that might be running around loose. There'll be more people going into the woods, but it's a little rough. They've been rough-handing it. So HRC, who has said they're not going to do conflict logging at all, has hired guns out there, and it's a showdown. And what I'm sort of asking, at this point, there's, you know, it's kind of the 20 years of fighting for this thing and having dialogue and trying to protect what we consider to be the other headwaters.
I heard that Rainbow Ridge was, like, off limits. I heard that was, you know, that old growth stand was off limits, but apparently not.
Well, there are some old growth trees in there they've put aside. That doesn't mean that they've protected them.
Mm-hmm.
They're basically put them aside for a later round of harvesting. We were able to reduce some of the timber harvest plans down to what you would consider to be somewhat sensible, but there were a lot of them. And what happens is they sort of whittle away at the integrity of a very biodiverse forest, and then the next round they can say, well, that doesn't have as much integrity, so we can continue whittling it. And it's the stages where you eventually go to where there's just a few big trees left. Then they drop their certification to be sustainable, sell it to SPI, and they cut it all down. So a lot of people are like, well, it's better than nothing in a long-term sense. 15 years goes by pretty fast to cut down something that took thousands of years to create. That's the soil and some of the trees. And you know, the trees aren't as old as redwoods. They're not thousands and thousands of years old. But I have to say, and I might get flack for this, that a Doug Fir hardwood forest can contain a lot more biodiversity than a redwood forest. Because some of the trees are hundreds of years old. As you go down deeper into the creek, it just turns into what some people have never seen, is this beautiful, lush, very biodiverse forest that's going to get nicked away at. And it's all going to go to Home Depot and Lowe's.
So you're telling me that there is a rally today.
There is a rally today. People are marched to the gate in Monument, which is up in above Rio Del, Monument Ridge Road. You go up about, I think it might be 4 miles outside of Rio Del, and there's a gate on the left. That's the entrance point that these Lear guys are going in at. We're not asking people to come lock down or do any of that. One thing that could be handy was if somebody wanted to get on the phone, or if everybody wanted to get on the phone, call a Gap store or a Banana Republic or an Old Navy and tell the manager to tell the people in San Francisco, or call all of those in San Francisco those are the people. The Fisher family owned all of those stores and all of the Redwoods and the A's. The Fisher family are the ones doing this, even though they say that they're environmentally conscious.
They've actually
by a Gap.
Yeah, they've actually been cited for doing good environmental work, but this seems to be going against the their principles because there's a lot of dollars at stake from Home Depot.
Home Depot and Lowe's, yeah, I think they kind of bit off more than they can chew. And their investment guy, Sandy Dean, took a huge bid, and they have to sell it. So they really have to come over, they have to come with their biggest stand. And once this is gone, there really aren't that many Doug Fir stands that are loggable in Humboldt. There's a little bit in Larrabee. There's a little bit the Russ Zone over in Fernvale. But for the most part, this is the biggest last chunk, and they need it to sell for board foot, you know, to Home Depots and Sacramento, Fresno, this and that. But long story short, they might actually hear the voices if we go through the stores more so than if we were outside protesting or in the woods being chased by, you know, the leader guys. But it's kind of a last-ditch effort. But San Francisco Gap, Old Navy, and Banana Republic, I'd say open up a can on them, talk to their managers, and tell them to tell their bosses that we're not going to shop for their actually pretty low-quality clothing, as far as I'm concerned. I mean, there's a couple of hoodies I like, but I don't really shop very often. I just don't really think that they can hold the sign saying that they want to protect nature, they want to help with global climate change, and then also come after the last Doug Fir stand and whittle away at it, saying, oh, we're doing it very slowly, so it's okay. This is a very, very special place.
Okay, so just to be clear, we're looking at the last old growth redwood stand.
We have to be clear. It's old Doug Fir. It's mixed with
Doug Fir. My bad.
Hardwood. Yeah.
One of the last old growth Doug Fir stands. It's on Rainbow Ridge, and apparently they have brought in attack dogs, men with AK-47s, and other paramilitary gear. Go up against the unarmed protesters that have been trying to keep this out, and it's just bringing back memories of the old Timber War days. It is kind of amazing.
I thought we were over.
I thought that was done. So the Fisher family that owns the Humboldt Redwood Company also owns, you said, the Gap, Old Navy, Banana Republic, and the Oakland A's.
And we could just call anybody that wants to do something that is infuriated can call any of those groups, ask to talk to the manager, and just open up a can on them. I don't know. Go for it. That's the best I can say.
Well,
kind of worn out.
You know, boycotts do make a difference. We've seen that. We've seen that happen. So if you don't want to go out and get arrested there at the Monument Gate in Rio Del, then you can call either Gap, Old Navy, Banana Republic, or even maybe the Oakland A's, and just say, hey, I'm not going to shop at your store or go to your games if you support this logging action.
Yeah, and if people also wanted to participate in any other way, they could find us on Save Matol's Ancient Forest on Facebook. They could find anything Matol Forest related on social media. They can leave a message, and we can get back to them if they have anything they want to offer. Donations, volunteer in any sort of way. At this point, we're going to do whatever we can. Probably not going to go hang out with a bunch of attack dogs, but all kinds of options to help.
All right, Sawyer. Well, thanks for calling and letting us know what is going on. There's not been a lot of press about this, so doing our best to at least get the word out as to what is going on. We'll keep our eye on it. And if you've got any more information, any follow-up, please give me a holler, okay?
I sure will. Thanks, Cliff. I appreciate it.
All righty. Take care.